Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys. Welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. It's going to bug the absolute piss out of me because I only have one side of my headphone working, and it sucks. Spice Boys, Gold Mike Doorstop. Yes, I did. I did take yesterday off. What up, Lummies Chip? If you guys want to call in, you can easily do that. I got the Google Voice open, 407-270-3044. Got plenty of great things to talk about on today's show. I got a guest coming up at 7:30. I got Jerry. He wrote a book called Meth, Murder, and Amazon, an unbelievable true story involving the worst first-time home selling experience imaginable. And he's from St. Petersburg. So I'm actually really, really interested for that interview. Over the weekend, and I'm going to play this on tomorrow's show. I had a chance to interview Ivan. Ivan is in Kiev, Ukraine. And I did that interview. Oh, I got somebody calling in right now. All right, let me answer this. Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Hey, what's up, Tuds?
Hey, who's this?
Benny.
And Benny, how are you tonight, man?
Doing good up here in Montana, driving a semi across the country.
Montana. You know, my friend Charlie Alamo lives up in Montana. Do you live up there, or are you just driving through?
No, man. I'm from Hang City, you know, next to Orlando.
Oh, Jesus. So you're like, only way you could get further or farther away from Central Florida is going to, like, Washington.
Yeah, that's where I'm heading to. I'm heading over to Spokane.
So how long have you been an over-the-road trucker? Long-hauling it.
5 years.
5 years. Now, can I... All right. I know I'm kind of stealing this bit here, but can we play a little bit of what you're hauling? Did you listen to the Phillips File back in the day?
Fuck yeah, man. I love the Phillips File.
Okay, so I... All right. So I want to guess what you're driving around, okay? Now, is it hazardous material?
Sometimes it can be.
Oh, okay. Sometimes it can be.
Yeah.
Is it medical supplies?
No.
Damn it. All right. So it's not edible, right? If it can be dangerous sometimes, right?
Yeah, non-edible can be dangerous. Can be extremely heavy and hazardous sometimes.
Oh, all right. Liquid nitrogen.
Yeah. No.
No, okay. Well, I mean, that can be heavy, though, right? Not a lot of people realize that a gas can be heavy.
Yeah, it can be extremely heavy.
Oh, man. Spice Boys, Gold Mike Doorstop. If you guys have any questions in the chat room that I can ask them, somebody says, is it a septic tank truck?
No. It'll be considered a dry van.
Is it a solid or a liquid?
Well, see, that's the thing. At one point in time, it was a liquid, and then when it hardens, it becomes a solid. But some of the items that go with that solid are considered hazardous, so it's kind of tricky.
Oh, damn it. Can you give me a little bit of a hint? What is it? Can it be used for anything, or are you disposing of whatever you're taking somewhere?
No, it's used across the entire world. It's a multi-billion-dollar company, and you know, I don't want to give away too much.
Oh, multi-billion-dollar company. Yep. Fertilizer. Kinda, fertilizer.
No, it kind of sounds like, you know, cat, and has something else with it that might be a little green worm.
Green worm. Oh, wow. As soon as I thought of that, I was like, oh, tequila. I don't know, man. I'm horrible at this game. What are you hauling around? I'm sorry.
No, I haul around Caterpillar machinery, and the hazardous material we haul around are the batteries that go with it.
Wow. That's got to be a pretty pretty good gig for you to be able to get, right?
Yeah, I got lucky. I was with my company for 2 years and got upgraded to this side of the company, which is like a $35,000 a year upgrade in pay. Mm-hmm. So I was happy.
I gotta ask you, like, how much, because you want to know who is driving a truck now?
Who?
Soul Brother Kevin.
No shit.
Yeah, Soul Brother, when I talked to SBK, he was in Chicago last time I talked to him. And he went to truck driving school after he left 102.5 The Bone over in Tampa. He is a truck driver now.
That blew my mind, because I'm a big fan of SBK and have been since the damn monster days when he went and licked the damn bull testicles, you know?
But I do need to see, because Kevin's loving it, man. He says he is having such a blast being a truck driver now.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, like I said, I went from making 30 grand a year working in a restaurant, graduated from trucking school, and I'm making like 70 grand, which is not a lot for truckers, but it is for me, you know?
So you don't own your own truck then? So you're not having to pay like a lot of, or do you own your own truck?
No, man, I was going to buy one, but I'm glad I didn't, because the way fuel costs are and insurance and all that is just ridiculous.
I can't even imagine, man. Like, diesel is, like, even way more expensive than a lot of the gasoline you're seeing right now.
Yeah, it was $6.20 this morning when I got fuel per gallon.
Man.
And I get, like, 134 gallons at a time.
Now, I got to tell you, I'm sure you see a lot of interesting stuff out there, right?
I watched a lady the other day take a shit in a parking lot. That was pretty funny.
Now, okay, where do you usually stay? Like, when you want to stop, where are you usually staying at?
My favorite is Love. Because
okay.
Every time I get fuel, I get a free shower, and I can use the points I get for fuel to buy free shit in the store.
Now, do you guys ever at the Loves? Loves is a little bit more of the, you know, upscale type areas. Do Loves get any of the lot lizards? Like, do you ever get the lot lizards coming and knocking on your truck door?
I've only seen a few. I mean, you see them, but like, to me, you know, I'm married for, I've been with my wife going on 21 years, so it's like, I got no interest.
Well, I know that, but I mean, come on, though. Like, I mean, you probably see some stuff. Yeah, I mean, you got to. Yeah.
I've seen them, and I literally gave one lady a $5 bill out the window and said, just get the hell away from my truck, cause, you know, just leave me alone, please.
Any quality at all?
To be honest with you, I've seen a couple girls that were, you know, very, very pretty, but I'm a germaphobe, and, you know, I'm a very clean person, so I just can't bring myself to get down on that level. You know?
One of the other things, you know, are you a bigger dude? You in pretty good shape? Because, I mean, you either see, when it comes to truckers, real wiry, methed out, skinny guys, or you see a little bit heavier. I'm not saying obese. Because, I mean, you're doing a lot of driving, right? I mean, you don't get a lot of chance to exercise.
No, I carry two 10-pound dumbbells. I'm 5'8 and a half and probably weigh like 230, but I played football and did martial arts my entire life, so I'm in pretty good shape. I'm not skinny like you. You know what I mean? I'm not a skinny dude. I got a six pack or nothing. But I wouldn't want to walk up on me in a dark alley and
around. No, you got a low center of gravity, man. Like, you got to see, those are the ones you got to look out for. Lummy's Peg Juice, he also says that he is FTE. Hey, Tuttle, I'm also FTE. You know, did you ever listen to me on Bubba's show? You ever listen to Bubba Love Sponge at all or no?
I followed you. I did. I listened to Bubba back in the early 90s when he had, like, Redneck Day and, you know, No Panties Tuesday or whatever it was and shit like that. But
yeah,
I was more of a
Monsters, Phillips File.
Yeah, man. Big time Monsters guy. Phillips File, The Hideout, you know.
Man, that's a show from the past, The Hideout.
Yeah, man. No Jefe, man. They used to kill it.
Yeah, man. You know, I met them before they even came to Real Radio. When I went up there to visit Ron and Fez up at WJFK in Washington, D.C. So
yeah, Ron and Fez was a great show also.
I'm kicking myself in the ass. They had a memorial for Fez a couple of weekends ago, and I did not go to it because I just started this new job. I actually I got my first paycheck today at the new job. I'm doing I didn't have the funds to be able to get over there. That's a long ass drive. I got an older F-150, and I know shouldn't come.
Right?
Yeah, my pop's old truck and everything, and it just, dude, it caused to be able to go from here to Tampa. You're talking $150, man.
Yeah, easily.
It was just, and I'm kicking myself in the ass. We got a lot of people in here tonight. Got 17 people. So when are you coming back to Central Florida?
I've been gone since February, and I'll be back probably in June 6th or 8th, something like that.
Wow. Are you a married dude? You are a married dude. You already said that. You got kids and stuff?
Yeah, I got two daughters. I missed their graduations from 5th grade and middle school, and it sucks. But like I said, you know, they like having nice shoes and AirPods and iPhones and shit, so, you know, I got to do what I got to do.
Now, like, what do you got? Direct deposit? It just gets put into the bank account? The old lady gets taken care of?
Yeah, I got it's called a Comdata card. And I get paid Friday. And as soon as I get paid, I got an alarm set for like 11 o'clock so I can send money to my wife as soon as I get it.
Wow, man. This is another question. My friend Fish on Jay, he drives around and he hauls medical waste. He picks up medical waste and stuff. And he keeps a dash cam. A lot of truck drivers I've talked to have said, you know, you want to be able to keep that dash cam going because it kind of protects yourself, correct?
Yeah, I got a dash cam. I mean, it's awesome for the protection, but it only gets what happens directly in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you got that random crackhead or drunk that just like comes up on your left or right and smashes into your truck, you're lucky if it catches what they're doing, and it makes it seem like, oh, well, maybe you were drifting from lane to lane whenever you're actually in your lane, and they're just, like, not paying attention. They hit you, you know what I mean?
Hey, I'm also another question. You know, that guy that, he didn't seem like he knew what he was doing. I think it was, like, Phoenix or New Mexico or whatever, that guy that got into that crash, it caused that fire and everything.
I think it was, like, Arizona. I can't remember where it was. Yeah.
Now, the guy seemed very, very, like, sympathetic. Like, he wasn't, I mean, the guy was crying his ass off when he was getting sentenced, but I think it gave him, like, over 100 years.
It was 110 years or something.
Yeah, that doesn't scare you at all because, you know, people don't keep into consideration that trucks can't stop as fast as they do and stuff. Does that ever worry you? Because that guy made a lot of mistakes and stuff. But does that ever worry you that, like, I could get caught up in something?
Yeah, it worries me. But if you follow the proper procedures with stopping, which is don't overheat your brakes, you know, look for runaway ramp, and just realize that, hey, man, okay, my truck is going from doing let's say you're going down a mountain on an 8% grade, you're going 65, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so when you hit your brakes, you don't slam on your brakes and hold it down for 15 or 20 seconds. You can actually heat your brakes
because you can melt them, right? You can basically melt them.
Yeah, so you do, it's called stab braking. You just, like, you touch them, you count 1, 2, 3, let off for, like, 4 or 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, let off 4 or 5 seconds. You keep feeding that. And once it gets to a certain point where you're realizing that, hey, man, I'm doing 85 going down this mountain.
Yeah.
Look for an off-ramp. I would rather kill me than kill 14 people that had nothing to do with what I'm doing, and just because I fucked up, you know?
Yeah, have you ever seen a trucker have to use one of those uphill, like stop ramps?
Ramp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched the guy go up one, and I kind of, like, I was praying for him. You know, I'm religious, but I don't go to church on Sunday, but I still, like, you know, believe in something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, dude, I seen him go up this mountain up in Tennessee, and he got to the top of the runaway ramp, and I was like, well, that's the best part. The worst part is whenever he
coming back down.
Exactly, dude, because you're good. It's like taking a wagon when you're a little kid and going backwards with it. You're
yeah.
Swirling. And it literally flipped over, and I, like, freaked out, and I'm like, shit, I got to call the cops now.
Yeah.
That's the worst part, to coming down, I guess.
Hey, man. Well, listen, I really appreciate you checking in and calling in. Kid, let's definitely keep in touch. Give me a call every once in a while. I would love to keep in touch, see where you're calling from and stuff.
Yeah, man. I mean, I wasn't expecting to catch you on the air. I just was watching the stream come on Facebook, and I was like, shit, man, I'm going to give Tuds a call because I've never called in before.
Well, hey, man, I really, really appreciate it, and I really, really am grateful that you're definitely checking out the show, okay?
Man, I listen all the time. I leave remarks on YouTube and Facebook, and I do everything I can to keep up with you.
Well, hey, man, I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much.
All right, Tuds, take it easy, man.
All right, man, see you, bye. All right, so let me catch up on some of this. David Rivera, yeah, they did reduce his sentence to 10 years. But let's be honest about that truck driver. Why did that guy even get his license? You know, a lot of these truck driving schools are probably, most likely, passing people that have no business being out on the road. David Rivera, I hope you had a good weekend. You know, a lot of people take for granted what this weekend was all about. They just look at it as another day off to be able to go out and barbecue and stuff. That, I mean, that's fine. That's completely fine. But I also think that people forget about it. You know, this is the other thing. You can wish a service member a happy Veterans Day. Like, hey, happy Veterans Day. Memorial Day is not a day where you say happy Memorial Day. No, you just don't do that, because this is supposed to be a remembrance of the people that have passed away, that have died in the line of service. Because I see a lot of people make that mistake. Spice Boys, Gold Mike Doorstop. What happened to the PT Cruiser, Tuttle? You would have a lot better gas mileage. Well, I'll tell you why. PT Cruiser not running as well as it used to. It is just the around town vehicle that we use. Yeah. David Rivera, yes, they do. I was at the cemetery most of the morning. Well, thank you, David. Thank you for your service. Sorry about any of your brothers that you've lost. Tommy Largo, a guy I knew that drove trucks on the side, randomly met a half-brother he didn't know he had at a truck stop, and then he died shortly after from having a stroke and falling out of his truck. You know, a lot of people don't think about that. I mean, truck drivers driving around. You guys don't realize this, that truck drivers are the lifeline of a lot of the goods and services that we have in this country. You know, with the gas prices the way that they've been, that all gets passed down to the consumer. Because you cannot blame the career truck driver that is having to pay more for fuel. Of course, he's going to have to pay more to pick up a load and drive it from point A to point B. And that is the predicament that we're in. Tommy Largo writes, "Hey Tuttle, listen to the album Voodoo Trucker by Deadpool. It's a surf rock concept album about semi truck drivers and it's funny as hell." I wish that I could play it, but I can't. I cannot play it because of the copyright laws and stuff. Twisted Movies, the stats say that 3 days without trucks, every shelf would be empty. If that doesn't tell you about how much unnecessary shit we buy. I mean, it is true. But seriously, though, I really do think a lot of people take truck drivers for granted. We just think that a lot of the stuff mysteriously just gets to the shelves. And I also know a lot of stuff gets delivered over the railways. Because trust me, I think about the railroad all the time because that's one of the things that I've had to get used to living in this new place over here in Edgewater. I hear, especially overnight, it's like clockwork. You start hearing the trains coming through probably a little bit after midnight. And I live right by one of the cross signals, and they hit that horn. Man, thank you, David Rivera. David Rivera coming in with a super sticker at $20. You know what, David? If you're ever in Central Florida, please let me know. I need to take you out to lunch, take you out to go fishing, because I can't thank you enough for your kindness, for real. Your support of the show, checking out the content that I'm putting out, your service to the country. Man, like seriously, thank you so much, David. If you guys want to help out, you can easily do that. You could do it on, you can cheer some bits, you can super chat. If you don't want to do that, oh, that was the other thing. Whew. I just got an email from PayPal talking about, oh yeah, now the government has changed everything up. It used to be a lot more money, but anything over $600 on PayPal now, they 1099 you. And I'm just like, okay, cool. I mean, at least I know where I'm standing at now. So I need to make sure because the last thing I want is to have tax problems with Uncle Sam. I mean, thank you, David. Twisted Movies cheered 100 bits. Thank you. Iggy says, was there no verdict on the Johnny Depp case? I did not see one. I definitely would have been talking about it. Oh, got another phone call coming in. Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hello.
How you doing, Tuttle? It's LJ, buddy.
What up, LJ? How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing today, man?
Good, man. I mean, you know, I got my first paycheck at the new job today. And
that's good.
You know what's funny is, like, it's kind of nice to have, like, a 9-to-5-er. Well, it's not a 9-to-5-er. I usually start about 7. I'm done by 3:34. But it was just nice to be able to get, like, that regular paycheck, because radio has just been so tough.
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing how you've been dealing with everything. And plus, hey, at least you're out there beating feet, not just trying to collect a government check like a lot of people have been.
Yeah.
So,
how was your holiday weekend?
Oh, man, it was good. It didn't do anything. Worked.
Yeah.
So,
what do you do?
You know, I'm up here in the great state of Georgia, and I work in construction. So yeah. I'm a construction superintendent. But yeah, man, no, I was just listening to you talking to the truck driver and being a traveling superintendent, have the things you see on the road. And, you know, then you just brought up medical waste.
Yeah.
And I mean, I remember we went to a dump site, our local dump, to try to get some fill dirt for our site, and it was a Saturday, and this brand new 18-wheeler, all aluminum, shiny chrome, everything, backed up, and the security guard said, hell no, nope, man, you're not dumping. That guy threw a ticket out the damn window and said, I'm fucking dumping today. The guy said, all right, right over there. And he lifted up that damn hydraulic bed, tandem, and it was I swear, it was back red bags, biohazard bags, arm legs that weren't even in bags. It was blood, juice, everything.
Are you for real? That's crazy.
For real. And that's what I just was typing on the messenger thing, that, and right next door to this landfill is a water treatment facility.
Oh, man. So that stuff could be getting in the water. Well,
hey, I don't know, but.
Well, you know something that they just started here in Florida, because we were having a lot of problem because, you know, Florida is surrounded by water. We got some of the most beautiful, concentrated, like, cluster of springs here in the state of Florida. And then with, like, the seagrass or the manatees, you know, they've banned fertilizing during the summer.
Correct.
Which, you know, I don't really have a problem with.
But the fish kill every year. You living right there. I mean, I'm born and raised in Central Florida.
Yeah, the fish kill gets really, really bad.
The fish kill, and I'm sure that gets annoying with y'all right there on the water. But,
the algae blooms. You were talking about the fish kills, man. Like, we haven't been able to catch any snook. The reds have been smaller. Hell, even the mangrove snappers have been smaller in this area.
Yep, definitely. And that's what I was typing another thing saying, you know, I'm only 36 years old, but I've seen a bunch of stuff. I know kind of the area where you live. I mean, we launch our boats off of JJ Road.
Yeah.
So I went fishing with a buddy one day, and we were fishing over in Mosquito Lagoon, and he went to cast out and he went to set the hook, and he said, fuck, locked up on a damn tree limb or something. He reeled it in, and it was a friggin' arm.
Oh, it was an arm? Whoa. He caught a body?
He caught a body part, correct.
Wow.
Yeah, down there in Mosquito Lagoon. Yes, it was in, we, of course, reported it or whatnot, and they found it. It was an older Cadillac. I think this was in probably 1999, 2000, somewhere around that area. And they found a Cadillac that was over there towards the National Wildlife Refuge that somebody crashed, and I don't know what happened. We didn't really follow up with the story, but that was said guy who crashed his car's arm.
Well, you know, that big water reserve place by the Hoover Dam over there, they've been finding barrels that they're saying is related to the mafia, where they were getting rid of bodies and stuff because of the drought that they're having.
That's right. That's the easiest way, and especially that's kind of why you can't piss off too many people in the construction industry. Mm-hmm. Everybody has an excavator, and you piss them off, you find yourself down there.
Hey, man, if you ever come back down here to Central Florida and you're fishing, let me know, okay?
Yeah, definitely will. We'll take the boat out sometime.
All right, man. Hey, thank you for listening to the show, and I hope you have a great day.
All right, brother. Take care.
All right, man. See ya. Bye. David Rivera asked the a really good question. Hey, Tuttle, did you hear about the new gun bill in Canada? Do you think they will try something like that here? All right, so I don't want to get into much of the Second Amendment gun stuff because people just get, like, all upset and up in arms. I agree something needs to be done. It really does. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, yeah, you should be 25 years or older to be able to buy a gun. No. If you can be 18 and fight in the military, no, you definitely need, you should be able to own a gun. Sorry. If you can go and fight and die for this country, you should be able to own a gun. Just plain and simple. But some of the stuff that, like, President Joe Biden said this weekend about 9mm and stuff like that, about how, like, people should not be able to own 9mm and stuff. Let's be honest. You're going a little bit too far when it comes to that. You're going a little bit overboard when you're wanting to ban 9mm and stuff. Get the fuck out of here with that. Get the fuck out of here with that. And Keith does bring up a great point. New gun laws only affect law-abiding citizens, not criminals. They will always get guns illegally, like they do in Chicago. 42 shootings this past weekend. I'm not going to say that last little part, but I agree with you. Create all the laws you want to in the world. It's not going to stop it, because guess what? Criminals don't abide by gun laws. It just does not. It does not compute. Hold on, I'm trying. I'm supposed to have an interview here at 7:30. I'm telling you right now, if this guy doesn't call in soon, I'm going to go straight to... I don't even know if I can do that now without, like... I can't do it. I do not agree with getting rid of any of these guns and stuff. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work. Give me one second, guys. I'm just trying to be able to find... See, this is what really pisses me off, is that I can't, I should have been prepared for this. Should have been prepared for this if this guy wasn't going to fucking call in tonight. Where the hell is my interview? Jesus Christ. Give me one second, guys. This is really pissing me off. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. All right, just waiting for this to happen. Hold on. Why is this not working? See, this is not even going to work now. See? All right. I guess I'm just going to have to do the show without this show. God damn it, man. I hate when people cannot show up when they promise to be here on time for an interview. And I swear to God, Vulture, if you're listening right now and he wants to try to show up, I really don't even want him, because I could have played the interview that I had, that I did this weekend. No, I'm sorry, man. Like, I don't buy that. I don't buy that. I don't like. Anyways. I can't play it because I haven't downloaded it. Can you, like, log on to StreamYard and kind of download it? Because I can't download it while I'm playing the show. I was going to do that before the show. I can't do it while I'm doing the show. Unless I want to come on here and open up a different file, but I'm sure that's going to just bog my goddamn computer down. Anyways, guys, I would love for you to be able to call in. 407-270-3044. Or if you want to, like, email me, tuttle@gmail.com. We'll figure it out. We'll get through all this, guys. I'm sure it's just going to slow me down. Yeah, I can't do it. Can't do it while I'm doing the show. So, fuck this guy. Tell him to suck a dick. I don't want him. Sorry. Bye. Bye-bye. God damn it, man. Like, people really fucking piss me off. And the thing is that I probably should have known. Probably should have known that I should not rely on somebody. I should have already had it done and taken care of. It's what I probably should have done. And now my computer is all
Fox
freezing
13
up.
News report.
See, I'm all locked up. All right, so, well, I use StreamYard as well, too, but for some reason, it messes up, and I can't download the video clip, so it is what it is. So, I saw this news story. Yeah, I know that I'm bogged down, real bogged down, so. Okay, well, Brutally Lauren writes, hey, Tuttle, I'm Wendy's manager, and she's been wanting you on her show. Well, can you email me, Tuttle with two Ds, T-U-D-D-L-E @gmail.com. I tried to get a hold of you to be on when she was doing her, like, long show. Is this thing even really, really working? All right, so this one woman ended up having a baby, but her mom. So this woman gave birth to her grandchild. And I don't know why I have a problem with this. I do have a problem with this because it just seems like, yeah, you probably shouldn't be having a kid. You know, we've been talking about all these abortion rights and all this good stuff. And now this woman could not give birth to her own child, so her mother carried it. You don't think that this kid is going to be a little messed up somehow, some way?
Susan Grove's mother has now given her daughter the gift of life. Two times.
Fox 13 news reporter Chris Arnold tells us.
Look at this. Now I got to tell you, this woman anchor, my God, look at how hot she is. Seriously. I wasn't even paying attention when I pulled this news story. Jesus Christ. But, I mean, am I just going a little bit overboard by saying that this kid is going to be a little messed up?
How she served as a surrogate and delivered her daughter's newborn baby earlier this month.
Elena Kate-Shalice Munoz was born just before 9 p.m. on May 17th at American Fork Hospital.
She was 7 pounds, 13 ounces, 21 inches long, and came out just healthy and...
Well, I mean... Healthy physically, yeah, but you know that this kid is going to get messed with a little bit. I mean, hold on, let me put this up here. Gung Honus, oh my God, why would you tell your kid they came out of their grandma, let alone the news? I mean, it's just, I don't know why I find this a little weird. I don't know why I find this a little weird. Oh, yeah, your mom could not have you. So we slept. Now, okay, hold on. This is not me trying to shock jock at all. Here, you know what? Let me go full screen with this. This is me not trying to shock jock at all. This is me just trying to be real here. Okay? If your mom is going to carry your kid, she's going to give birth to her granddaughter. Shouldn't, I'm just saying, shouldn't the father get to knock the bottom out of it? Knock, I know this is going to really date me, knock the boots with your mom. Your husband should at least get a chance to be able to hook up with your mom just to make it a little bit natural. And I know a lot of people are thinking, oh, Tuttle, you're just shock jocking. You're doing this, you're doing that. No, no, I'm sorry. Your husband should be able to get to hook up with your mom if she's going to give birth to his daughter. I'm just saying. What? I don't know. Well, Iggy, okay. Here, Iggy. You're a woman. Very attractive woman. If your mom was going to, like, say you wanted to have another kid and your mom was going to carry your daughter and her grandkid, I'm sorry, you might get mad at me about this, but shouldn't your husband, like, get a chance to, like, you know, make it official? You know what I mean? I'm just saying. And yes, I know she's just a vessel. But come on, man. Like, sorry. I just think if you want to make it as natural as possible, your husband should get a chance to, like, hook up with your mom. Your mom.
Gave her little screams.
Oh, yeah.
Her journey to get here.
And look at that. Man, I don't know why I find this to be hot.
It was her grandma.
I'm sorry. Now I'm getting hot on the deal.
50-year-old Shalice Smith, who carried Elena for her 25-year-old daughter, Caitlin Munoz.
I know it's the daughter's egg. Iggy, don't try to squash my, like, my little fantasy here. Sorry. Look at this. Isn't this, like, this is your stereotypical mother-daughter fantasy. Man.
I just felt like this is something that I could do for her, a gift that I could give her.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a gilf. This is a gilf. Yeah, I mean, Tommy Largo says she looks like she impregnated her mom in this pic. Yeah, but look, man. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm getting a little distracted here, but my God, come on. I can't be the only guy, please. Roots Calhoun says Tuttle just got creepy. I'm sorry, but this is like, come on. She is pregnant with her daughter's egg. She's about to pop out her, I mean, what is the definition? What is the definition that she gave birth? What is the definition? If you give birth to a baby, that's your daughter, right? And it's also your granddaughter. So not only is your daughter is also your sister. Nobody else is thinking about this type of stuff. Yes. 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 Exactly.
Caitlin has Sjogren's syndrome, an autoimmune disease that left her kidneys damaged after having her last child.
Okay, well, all right, so that's the father there. The father should have gotten to smash the grandma. Iggy, why are you trying to squash my fantasy here? Sorry. No, but you're just a carrier. But what is the definition, Iggy? If you squirt a kid, you gave birth to it, right? So, that is your daughter and your granddaughter by definition. And this would be her daughter and her sister. Nobody else. This is some very southern type white trash BS going on here. And I'm not just trying to like throw it out here, but this is a weird ass story. I'm sorry.
Child Callahan.
And I still think baby daddy should have gotten a chance to smash her mom.
She was advised not to have any more children by her doctor.
Okay, so then why are you having kids? This is why we're overpopulated in this country. Hell, let's not even talk about country. That's why we're overpopulated. Now, this is Fox 13 in some place. They got Fox 13 in Tampa. They got Fox 35 in Orlando. So this is not a Central Florida story.
So with two frozen embryos from Caitlin, Shalice stepped in to serve as a surrogate for her own.
Man, this is hot. Sorry. You might think I'm being creepy on this. It's hot.
Daughter.
We went through the medical clearing. We had to go through other things that go along with an IVF process.
Okay. I mean, Iggy. I mean, the birth mom, right? Birth mom. What is the key word? Birth mom. So don't try to paint me into a corner here, Iggy. Don't try to paint me into looking like the bad guy. Roots Calhoun says hard pass. I'm sorry. She's got to be in her 50s. And you know she's not really wearing a lot of makeup and stuff. Keith Vina, that is just not right morally, but I forget people these days have no morals. You're right. Like I said, we're already overpopulated in this world, and we're doing all this? I don't know. Daddy Todd, anyone thinking a pregnant 50-year-old definitely is what men want to wake up to when they're 50. I would hand immediately some kind of lawsuit here, at least a conservatory's issue. Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see that.
Yes, and a surrogacy, and in September of 2021.
If you're telling me, I mean, Gung Hona says, I love this topic. I love the participation as well, too. It's got a little Jamie Lee Curtis vibe to her. I mean, Jamie Lee Curtis in the movie True Lies, that little dance she did for Arnold, forget about it.
One, the two embryos were placed.
Shalice, who's a mother of eight, says this pregnancy did come with some concerns.
Going to be 50, you know, I have a bad right leg just with pregnancies. The sciatic nerve gets pinched off. And
heart sciatica. I'd bang that sciatica right out of you.
To be 100% honest, it was one of the easiest pregnancies I had.
The end result being exactly what Shalice, her daughter, and entire family had hoped for.
I thought, she's my baby. It's my baby.
Oh, trading places. Oh, yeah. Trading places with the dude from Ghostbusters, Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy. That's the one where Jamie Lee Curtis was the hooker, right? Man, she was hot as hell in that movie as well, too. Thank you, Gung Honus. Iggy T, everyone is so judgmental. No one knows the situation here. Maybe she couldn't afford another surrogate, and she really wanted a child. She already had one. Iggy, do you want another kid, Iggy? And you don't, and I'm not, look, Iggy, me and you are always going to be cool. We chat. I completely understand it. Please don't take this as me, but like, would you like ask your mom, or if you couldn't have one naturally, would you just be like, ah, no, I'm good. I'm good. This child is all in on having the parents pay for their ride. I got to tell you, the daughter, though, man, oh, man, look at her. Holy crap. And Iggy, please, Iggy, I'm not judging you and stuff. You know me, I'm just, you know, playing the, you know, devil's advocate here. I'm the one just trying to stir stuff up. So please.
And I feel like when she's placed that it'll all feel right.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and it did.
For Caitlin, she says now she'll have quite the story to tell her daughter when she grows up.
I always tell people it's crazy because she was grown in the same uterus as me just 25 years later. It's kind of crazy.
For this mother and daughter who described themselves as best friends throughout the years.
Open eyes, I want to eat.
This latest bundle of joy.
I love you.
Bringing them even closer.
Iggy says, I really can't answer that because I'm not in that situation. For me, my mom is obviously too old to have a child. All right. All right, man, look at this baby, man, baby, chubby cheeks.
They're together.
But babies, is there anything better than a baby's laugh, though? Like, that, just a baby's laugh actually just releases endorphins. Atomic Citizen 865, I'm feeling impressed. Dark Matt Steve is calling me a person. Dark Matt Steve was in here. He says, Jesus, people are still calling you Daddy Tud. Sorry, Daddy. I take that as a big compliment.
They just feel like that bond is there, and it has strengthened their bond.
All right, guys. I got a lot of stuff I still got to do. I'm going to get out of here. I feel like this thing's lagging a little bit. But I want to thank everybody that checked out tonight's show. Want to thank everybody. If you're listening to the audio version of this, check out the Tuttle Daily Podcast live stream. It's available on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Just search Tuttle. If you're if you miss some of the live version, you want to check out the audio version, you easily do that on your drive home to work. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, and iHeartRadio, guys. I'm going to get out of here. I want to thank everybody that called in. I don't want to thank the guests that completely stood me up. Fuck you. I'm out. Have a great night, guys.